The airport in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi was closed Wednesday after being damaged by a massive fire. Anne Schneibel reports.
All flights in and out of Jomo Kenyatta International Airport were cancelled, leaving hundreds of passengers stranded outside the largest and busiest airport in East Africa. The fire is believed to have started early Wednesday morning in the arrivals and immigration area of the airport. Incoming and outgoing flights were halted as emergency personnel battled the fire, but airlines wanting to take off without passengers were allowed to do so. At the time of the fire, Cabinet Secretary for Transport Michael Kamau urged people to stay away.
The airport is closed. There are no arrivals, there are no departures, so anybody who intended to depart cannot. Anybody who was coming here to meet anybody, people should not come to the airport. They should allow the emergency work to continue, and as such kindly request that even spectators, people who just want to spectate, they should just keep off. For the time being, we are not allowing anybody, and we want to evacuate the entire airport.
Authorities say they have contained the blaze, which is said to be the worst on record. I'm Anne Schneibel.